What's going on, y'all? This is the Everybody's a Critic show, brought to you by Popcorn Matinee and MicrowaveMedia.com. And I'm your host. I don't even gotta say my name, but listen. Recently, I watched the Transformers movie, the new John. I'm gonna keep it a bean with you. I don't even fuck with Transformers. I never did none of that. Like, I always grew up, I was a G.I. Joe boy. But what made me tap into it was my close friend that passed away. Transformers was his shit, my man AJ. So I went into this joint just to check it out. And I'm gonna just say this from the rip. This shit is fire. This joint made me a fan of Transformers. Like I said, I hated Transformers. Like, I never fucked with robots and none of that shit. But this joint is definitely perfect. So, like, this summer, it's a lot of dope movies coming out. I wasn't expecting to see that from Transformers. I seen the original Transformers, the joints with Shia LaBeouf, and I seen a joint with John Cena. I did like those, but they wasn't something like, I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna have to collect this joint and watch it over and over. Like, it was like one-time watches for me. But this, if you like Transformers, this joint is better than them joints. Even the joints with Mark Wahlberg, this the best Transformer movie that was ever made. Now, this takes place in 1994, and it's about this bull named Noah and this chick named Elena. Now, Noah is a military veteran. He's back home. He lived with his mom. He got a little brother that got sickle cell. You know, they got to throw like a little cause in that joint or whatever. He's down on his luck. He can't get a job. So what he does, he links up with a guy from the streets, one of his homies. And they link up and they try to steal cars. And that's how you get a Transformer. He try to steal this Porsche. The Porsche is this Transformer named Mirage. And bam. That's what happened. Now, Elena, she's an archaeologist. Well, archaeologist assistant. Like, she's working with this lady who collects all these rare antiques and stuff found all around the world. But the lady don't know jack shit about it. So, her being a black girl that's an archaeologist that really love this shit, she knows all of this shit, like, just by heart. Like, she know where what year it was made, what the ancient texts say, what writing, what country of origin it came from. She know everything. Her boss don't know jack shit. Sound like a regular day at work, huh? And she discovers this key. Now, the key is needed for the robots, Optimus Prime and all them niggas, to get back to their home planet. You know, Optimus Prime, his bitch ass, always trying to get back home and shit. He don't want to stay on Earth. So when she do this, she unlocked the key, and of course it send the bad guy niggas, what they call the Terracons. They send the Terracons through. So then that starts the war. The Terracons won it because it's some big ass robot god planet nigga that's like what's that dude name? Like fucking Galactus, like a Galactus type dude that eat planets and shit, that's trying to get the key to come into this universe. So basically, the key opens up a portal and you can go to any dimension and universe you want to go to. So that's how the adventure goes. I'm not really trying to spoil the film, but Bumblebee gets killed in the beginning of the movie. So I was good. I was happy about that because I don't like that nigga. He corn. Like, it ain't that I don't like him. It's like he overrated. Like, he not really like that. And of course, Optimus Prime get his ass whooped. Of course, Optimus Prime gets his ass whooped. He always get his ass whooped. Like, he can't fight. Like, how the fuck is this nigga the leader? This nigga get his ass beat in every movie. Like, damn near about to get killed. But instead, Bumblebee got killed. My favorite Transformers from this movie, I like Mirage. And then I like the Terracons. I like the bull Scourge. I guess Scourge is like the leader, but he not the main leader, because that little Galactus type being that he trying to bring into the world is the main leader, I guess. That's who he served. But Scourge, whatever his name is, Scourge, he's dope. Like, what do he turn into? He turn into some shit. I think he turned into a Jeepers Creeper looking truck, like a Optimus Prime, like, you know, one of those trucks, but his shit like the Jeepers Creeper joint. He also got some shit, like, he hit one of the robots, the bird lady robot, and like he was able to possess her body and her mind and shit. That was kind of dope. Like, I like that he got powers like that. And he also can send these little fucking like human sized robot demon beings at the people. And, you know, this is definitely a dope film. I'm not trying to ruin it with spoilers and all that for you, but definitely check it out. Transformers, I forgot what it's called, but it's the newest joint and it's definitely dope. I actually seen it twice. The first time I seen it, I saw it in 4D. And 4D is, That experience was like crazy. It's kind of traumatizing, actually, how much the seats bounce around and all that. I don't know. I was ready to walk out of it, but it was definitely, it made the movie 10 times better than I seen it in 2 days. But it's definitely a dope movie. If I was to rate it, I'd give it an A. Just on the strength that I seen it twice and I still want to see it again. And matter of fact, let me give you a fucking spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The main character, Noah, gets recruited by the G.I. Joes at the end of the movie. That alone make this the best Transformer movie, period. So I guess they're going to do a G.I. Joe Transformer crossover soon, which I've been hearing all the nerds and geeks been screaming for years. So I can't wait to see that happen. And other than that, check it out, man. I ain't going to spoil it for you. That ain't what I do. Unless y'all want me to. Oh yeah, the fight scenes were crazy and brutal. Like if they was humans, this drone would have been rated R, but they ruled by aliens that don't exist. So I guess the violence is like PG. But you get arms ripped off, heads chopped off, stabbed in the gut, split in half on some Mortal Kombat stuff. They even had like a yellow truck that was a Terracline. I don't know what his name was, but he was yellow and black like Scorpion. And he had like a little get over here chain pull move too. Till you got that joint chopped off. You even get to see my man Noah become Mega Man, bro. Like, that was some different stuff. I never seen like a Transformer fuse with a human before. That's what else made this joint. It was definitely dope, man. Definitely check it out. I don't want to ruin it no more for y'all. If you fuck with Transformers, you're going to love this movie. If you don't fuck with Transformers, but you fuck with action movies, this is definitely something you want to tap into. Me, I'm going to give it a rating of... hey, like I'll buy the DVD. That's how fire it is. And people that know me, like I still buy DVDs. And it's only in movies that I really like. Like if I fuck with it, I'm buying a DVD. If you're a collector of DVDs, add this to your collection.